Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Cricket Weekly Roundup, where we discuss all the cricket action from the past week and tell you what you have to look forward to in the coming week. I'm Kaushal Raj here today, and this is Adya with me. And Adya, you got to put your phone on silent, man. Why are you distracting the fans
really,
out there?
Really sorry, Kaushal.
Who are just tuning in. Hello to everybody. Do send in your comments through the course of this video. So a test match ended today. Did you have a chance to watch the test match?
I couldn't watch the match, but I know what happened. South Africa won the match by 177 runs. And it was at a time when they did not have AB de Villiers and then Dale Steyn in the team.
It's absolutely remarkable that they won a match against Australia in Australia without two of their biggest superstars. Is there another superstar who's at their level? I know ABD is big, Steyn is big, but in the team with Faf leading, is someone at their level or are they the two biggest superstars in South Africa?
Right now, their youngsters are playing really well. I see Kagiso Rabada playing really well. He's been bowling in the right areas. And he's got a nice stats piece, which you want to tell those people?
I will get to that, but I'll tell you what's exciting about today's episode. We're really excited because we are making our debut on Audio Boom with this video. So if you don't like our faces, I see someone mentioning that, hi guys, happy No Shave November. Very good comment. I hope you're following that too. Happy No Shave November. But if you don't like our faces, you can catch only the audio on Audio Boom, which is the world's largest spoken word platform. Are you excited about Audio Boom, your voice on social media, telling your friends they can catch you on Audio Boom?
I think I'll miss my face on video, but I think my voice will do too.
Yeah, and you get both nowadays. You get us Facebook Live every week, and you get Audio Boom as well. So, coming back to the stat about Kagiso Rabada, it's very interesting. He's only 22 years old. How many of you are younger than 22? At 22, he has already taken the most number of 5 wicket hauls. Any idea how many he's taken?
He's taken more than 3, I guess.
You guys, can you guess how many 5 wicket hauls Kagiso Rabada has taken? He's taken the most number of 5 wicket hauls at the age of 22.
You know who's going to beat him? I have a very nice feeling that Mustafizur Rahim might just beat him.
Mustafizur? I don't know, he's fizzled out a little. I really don't know how well he's doing in test matches. Was he playing against England?
He's not playing right now. He's not playing at the moment. But I think he has the potential to do it. He has age on his side. That's the important thing right now.
Sanchit responded saying five wicket hauls. It's actually 4 5 wicket hauls and he's the highest. Anyway, but well done and very, very close. So let's break down the test match. Right? It was one of the most exciting test matches. It didn't end very well, but it had a number of elements.
That's right. First of all, I would say Dumini, he was not playing really well. Ashwin Prince, the former selector, told that he was considering retirement in January. But now he came back, he scored a fighting 141. I think it's his first century in some 2 years.
But what's important is you can't underestimate the importance of Quinton de Kock in this side. South Africa in the first innings were absolutely struggling. Their opener Cook got out for 0, Amla added 0, and Faf du Plessis, he stayed there in the middle, but not a telling total. But Quinton de Kock came in tough day at Perth, start of the Australian summer, put on 84 runs in the first innings, which helped them to get to 242. Now, Australia chasing this got off to a fabulous start.
I'd say that Warner and Marsh gave a very good start. Warner was unlucky to get out in 97, but after that, I saw a really big collapse happening and that controversial decision against Stephen Smith.
Yeah. While Dale Steyn got injured, one thing he did remarkably well, he got David Warner out. Warner was a 97. He could have gone out to get 100, 200, who knows. He got Warner out and then he got injured. But maybe it helped his team, man. South Africa, Australia, after being 158 for 1, only added another 80 runs or something to the total and got all out for 244. What lead did they have at that stage, do you know?
I have no idea.
So Australia, after all of this, had a lead of 2 runs, that's it. And then they came in again. So South Africa came in again to bat. How did they do that time?
That time, Dean Elgar has been playing really well. Stephen Cook was not that good at that point. But Elgar's century was one of the strong points for South Africa then. It held the team together and they got off to a good total.
Sanchit is mentioning, don't forget the heroics of Bavuma. What did he do in that field? Have you seen anything like that in years?
That was a spectacular round. You see, when he was throwing the ball, his feet were above his head when he threw the ball. He was in the air, horizontally threw the ball, his feet was in the air, above his head.
Yeah, at first sight, when you watch that run out, you think maybe it wasn't that impressive. Maybe the batsman, it was his mistake that he didn't. But when you watch it again in slow motion, you see that he thought about hitting the stumps before he got to the ball. So it was all in one motion. It was beautiful. It was poetry in motion, in fact. He swooped down, he picked up the ball, he hit the stumps, and absolutely remarkable.
And Watto is one of the quickest in between the wickets. He has no idea about that throw.
That's very true. Very interesting stat about JP Duminy. Apart from his century that he scored, he's very effective with the ball as well. He's taken 38 wickets in his test career, 16 of which have been against batsmen who have scored 50 runs or more. Would you recall a very famous wicket he took against India? Do you know who he took?
I think I know. It's Virat Kohli.
Yeah, he took Virat Kohli on 96 and he got Khwaja on 97 this time. So he has a knack of picking up wickets at the right time. Moving on to more interesting stats from this. It was a sad loss for Australia because they don't normally lose the first match of a home series, right? So this is the start of the Australian summer and this is the first time they're ever losing the first test in 28 long years. When teams visit Australia, they're just dominant. And so they lost the first test in 28. South Africa have now won at Perth 3 times in a row.
That's a nice stats piece you've got.
Yeah, I'm all about the stats today. So also, guys, I have another question for you at this stage. Which full-time test playing nation has the longest unbeaten winning streak at home currently? Any hints for them?
Some subcontinental team, I'd say.
It's a very safe choice that you're going in with. Guys, come in with your comments at this stage. There's only one team that's remained unbeaten since 2013 at home. It's a team with good spinners. It's a team that's seen more than one test captain at this stage.
Sri Lanka.
Yeah, it could be Sri Lanka. It could be Pakistan also, man.
Could be Bangladesh.
So guys, please come in with your comments and we'll get back to that at some point. Let's just get back to the fact that South Africa won this without AP de Villiers and Dale Steyn. When is AP de Villiers expected back? Any idea?
I'm not really sure about the time period, but I'm concerned about Dale Steyn, who's out for a very long time, and it puts serious concern on his career at the moment because he's not young at all, and he's fractured his right shoulder, which is a big blow.
Yeah, but I think Dale Steyn, being the warrior he is, he will come back at some point, right? He doesn't want to be out of action. He's a spearhead and this is the format he owns. I think he might retire from the other formats, but he will play only test cricket to prolong his career.
It's always to be cautious to get back a fast bowler into the groove after a major surgery on the right shoulder.
So, I've not seen any comments, but India, I must tell you, India are the team that have stayed unbeaten since 2013 at home. India are also, and moving on to our next topic, India are moving on to play England. And the first test is on the 9th of November, day after, at Rajkot, which is making its debut.
Yeah, just like Indore, I think.
Indore made his debut in the ODIs, if I'm not mistaken. And Vizag will be making his debut in the test.
One more debut, correct.
So yeah, it's going to be a very exciting test series. India has struggled against England.
But lots of spin was for England. But as you say, it's right. India has not won a series against England since 2008.
Since 2008, that's incredible. Let's get to a question from Aryan. Who do you guys think should play, Pandya or Karun Nair? So we're going to come to that. Team combination is going to be very important. Now, while Pandya offers something with both the bat and the ball, Karun Nair is a specialist batsman. Who would you go for in this situation?
I'd say right now, I don't think both of them would make the cut right now. The team looks settled because if you talk about the openers right now, we have a combination of set openers. And in test matches, the all-rounder duties are done by Ashwin and Jadeja. So you don't really need an all-rounder.
I think he's not been covering his news well enough. I know you guys have. India are struggling with injuries, man. Shikhar Dhawan's gone. KL Rahul's gone. India's best test player, Rohit Sharma, also fell to injury. He's going to London to get a thigh surgery. Maybe he's just going to watch Chelsea play and Chelsea are in hot form. You never know what he's up to. And Bhuvneshwar Kumar is injured as well. Can India even put an 11 right now?
They have Gautam Gambhir, they have Murali Vijay, two stalwarts in the top of the order. And then they have that very good batting lineup, the other four that come in, this Kohli, this Rahane, this Pujara.
What do you guys have to say about India's team right now? Is it the strongest team that India can put out with so many injuries? We know that Murali Vijay will open with Gautam Gambhir, and I'm sure you guys are excited to see Gautam Gambhir. He played one test or two earlier.
He played a test, yeah.
He played a test, but now he's going to get 5 tests and maybe he really cement his position. Of course, Virat Kohli, one more double century, that's part and parcel of...
Not really sure, because Kohli doesn't have a really good record against England. I think in his last innings, in his last series against England, in England, he scored some 134 runs, which is nothing in the 10 innings he got to play.
You'll have to remember that was in England, my friend, and we faced James Anderson and Stuart Broad. And where is James Anderson? He's flying to India to watch the game. Maybe he's heard that Rajkot has some really amazing food. Or I mean, I wonder why he's here. Maybe just to encourage Stuart Broad to probably bowl better lines. But in India, no one can stop Kohli. That's my belief.
I think there are two other people apart from Stuart Broad who can do really good for England. There's Ben Stokes and there's Chris Wokes.
Yeah, and both of them are all-rounders, and that's they've been really carrying England, right? I don't think any other team has as many all-rounders as England do right now.
They've actually been the pillars of their middle order at the moment, and they've got some very good record to show in the last few outings that they've played.
Hmm. And so coming to, let's speak about India's combination again, right? So there are two schools of thought here. Either you go in with seven batsmen and four bowlers, or you play six batsmen and five bowlers, right? Maybe if Karun Nair gets a chance, we'll see seven batsmen and only Jadeja, Ashwin, Ishan Sharma and Mohammad Shami.
I don't think they require another specialist batsman because by the looks of it, if you see Ashwin and Saha have been playing really well, there's Mishra who can spend some time in the middle, get some runs going. There's Jadeja who is always useful at the end of the innings. So I don't think they require a specialist batsman. I don't think Nair will make the cut.
Pandya,
I'm not really sure if he's as valuable in tests.
I don't know why. I have a sneaky feeling that Hardik Pandya is going to play the first test. A lot of things are going right in his career. I don't know what gods are shining upon him, but everything he does seems to be going in the right way. And this test call was unexpected, but the injuries have also come, and he can add something different to the team, I think.
He might provide the X factor, but I think the English have an answer in Ben Stokes and Chris Wokes for every Hardik Pandya move.
So sad news for you guys right now is that England have won the last three series against India. In the last 13 tests, India have won two tests. And you want to recall those two tests for the people out there?
Which one?
The two tests that India have won against England. One was in Lords and the other one was in Ahmedabad. Both the times we won the first match in the series and then went on to lose the series.
That's exactly, yeah. Sehwag played really well in that match, I must admit. But then we don't have Sehwag now.
We don't have Sehwag, but we do have his friend from Delhi, Gautam Gambhir, man. Maybe he'll do him a favour out there.
Not as enterprising, but yes, he's very valuable at the top.
You have any more stats from the India-England series?
I remember this is the first time there's a 5 test match series between India and England since 1984-85. That was when Sunil Gavaskar and David Gaur were captains.
Wow. And I think with the two sides positioned right now, India top of the ICC rankings. I'm not sure where England are. I think England are third or fourth. But they're not overtaking India anytime soon, right? But yeah, with the team so closely matched, it's the perfect time for a 5-match series. It's going to be incredible. Let's talk about England's combination for a second. So Alistair Cook will obviously open the batting with Ben Duckett. Now, I've not seen much of Duckett.
Even I haven't seen much of Duckett, but I've heard he's really good at domestic cricket.
Domestic cricket and cricket in spinning pitches in India is a very different ball game, my friend. Joe Root comes in at 1 under. How do you rate Joe Root?
See, I'd say the team is over-reliant on Joe Root and Alistair Cook. Joe Root is really good in different conditions. He's played really well across over the years. But his real test begins now. If he can actually prove his mettle here in India, then I would really, I might just rate him over Kohli.
Wow, you heard that he might just rate
in
Joe
test
Root.
Matches.
But there were people who also said that Kane Williamson will do a better job than Virat Kohli in India. And see what happened to Kane Williamson. He came in all like happy and then he got fever. He missed a couple of test matches.
Not his fault.
It might not be his fault, but you got to be fit like Virat Kohli is, man. Virat Kohli didn't start so well, but he got a double century. And I think Virat Kohli is going to do better than Joe Root as well. Virat Kohli is absolutely the best batsman in the world right now. Then we have Jos Buttler also. What do you reckon on Jos Buttler? Slightly like Rohit Sharma, right? They're both mavericks, can tonk the ball out of the park. But
then again, on test bowls against India in spinning tracks, I don't think that approach will do.
It won't do, certainly. Moeen Ali comes in next. You think he can do a job with the bat and the ball as well, or will he be more effective with the ball?
I think I believe he is overhyped as a bowler. He's been doing well in English conditions with the ball. But I don't know if he can actually become a frontline spinner for them.
Mm. Well, it's going to be very interesting indeed. It's going to be a spin battle. What's important is this series, right? It doesn't get so much hype, man. Well, I think it should. Like, you know the famous test matches around the world? Of course, the Ashes are the most hyped test series in the world.
India-Pakistan, which hasn't happened for a very long time.
Yeah, but India-England, there's a bit of feisty rivalry growing between these two sides.
I think it's growing now because India managed to have the stranglehold over England all throughout 2000. But now, because of England winning series on the trot, they won that 4-0 to Ram Singh, you can never forget, after the World Cup.
Yeah, that just hurt so bad, man. And since that Ram Singh, I think India, whenever we've travelled to England at least, we've gone there, I don't know, and this time, it's the time to take revenge. When a lot of people believe that 5-0 is going to be the result, do you think 5-0 or whitewash is on the card?
See, that is the problem. 5-0. Five-match series, India are not really... they haven't played many five-match series recently. So, it will be a test of their mental prowess also here. Can they sustain their momentum even if they win the first two matches?
Well, I certainly believe that India do have a great chance of 5-0. Let's move on to... So, we've covered the two big series, right? Let's move on to a couple of topics that are dominating cricket right now. You know what is happening between the BCCI and the Lodha Committee? So, it's an absolute comic show right now. So, apparently, the BCCI have told the English Cricket Board to pay for their own hotel stay. So, maybe you guys can't catch the players at the Taj, but at the local 3-star in Rajkot. So, you keep walking around the markets or something, you might see the players because the BCCI have told them they cannot, they have to afford their own bills. This is because the Lodha Committee has cracked down on them. What do you have to say? It's like a comic show right now.
I think that's what Anderson is there for. He knows what are places they can go.
Certainly, and it's a space to watch out for. So, to be honest, the Lodha Committee is doing everything under its power to crack down on corruption in cricket. Well, the BCCI is playing a slightly clever game of, well, they know they're in a position of power, right? You can't pull the game away of cricket from the masses, from you, from I wonder what we'll ever do. Sorry about the phone ringing. But it's going to be quite sad if that happens. And so the BCCI is not seriously taking up any of the reforms. Also, DRS is going to be on trial.
There's one more angle. There's a BCCI-ICC angle, which is about DRS. And after a very long time, BCCI has agreed to have DRS in India, which is on a trial basis at the moment.
Yeah, and going by what's happening, first of all, in England, Bangladesh, where about 16 decisions were reviewed, and Australia, South Africa, where all kinds of decisions are being reviewed, there are fights, there are all kinds of things happening. On a turning track, Baba, I think there are going to be a whole number of reviews.
And that thing, the Maharaj, the Stephen Smith dismissal, yeah, which created a lot of controversy, it even pitted Ricky Ponting against Shane Warne for the same decision. Ponting said that it was a magnificent decision by the umpire, but Shane Warne was not in favour of that.
So it's important that DRS is on trial basis, and BCCI's support for DRS is very important in going forward. So just final thoughts before we wrap up. Very well done to South Africa on winning the test against Australia. I do expect the Australians to come back in the next test in Hobart on the 12th. India versus England, what's your prediction for the first test?
I'd say India might win the first one, but it won't be an easy tournament for them.
What's interesting is, guys, there's also more cricket on. There's Zimbabwe, Sri Lanka, as well as Hong Kong, Papua New Guinea. And you know where you can catch that action? You can catch that action right here on SportsKeeda. We have live commentary for all the games. So you can brush up your knowledge and make fun of your other cricketing fans, okay? With players from Hong Kong and Papua New Guinea. We also have India-England, where we'll be involved. There's also Sri Lanka, Zimbabwe coming up. Most importantly, you can also catch this on Audio Boom. And we're really excited about our debut on Audio Boom.
Sure we are.
Alright guys, it's been a pleasure bringing this to you. And until next time, see you.